January 18th, experts in mental health, suicide prevention, and social media met with military officials at the Pentagon to discuss how social media can find service members at risk for suicide and offer them help and resources. Annabelle Bryan is the Director of Education and Outreach at the National Center for Veterans Studies at the University of Utah. She presented her research on that day.
Social media has become a part of who we are. People tend to express things on social media that they would never say out loud. It is a reflection of who we are because of what we post or what we add to any of these platforms of social media.
Bryan served in the military for 20 years as a public health technician and executive officer at worldwide military bases. She also served as an NCOIC of public health in Iraq in 2009.
I started to read the things that our service members, our servicemen and women were writing about their, you know, how they're feeling. And it was very disturbing to me that my brothers and sisters in arms are feeling like this. I had a great 20-year service, and it just saddens me each time I hear that another service member has taken their life. And so that actually got me very interested in doing as much as we possibly can through either interventions or reaching out to people. You know, if there's any way we can help, you know, a veteran or an active duty person or their family members, we're here for that.
She and other researchers examined the social media accounts of hundreds of military service members who passed away between 2010 and 2011. The results were striking.
Can we predict when an individual might be thinking about or dying by suicide? And using that year of data, we were able to predict at 6 months prior to death, 3 months, 1 month, and 1 week prior to death. We're able to predict who might be at risk for suicide, and we were able to determine who had died by suicide versus who had not died by suicide.
Social media can also be used to offer help and resources to individuals with harmful thoughts or actions. Bryan said a fellow researcher, Dr. Craig Bryan, executive director of the National Center for Veterans Studies, recently released findings showing a 75% decrease in suicide attempts among active duty service members who engaged in crisis response planning. The planning included identifying a person's personal warning signs along with coping strategies, social support, and professional crisis services.
You know, that's one of the things that we did find in our research was that many times individual would write something down or type something out and they had support. They had people reaching out to them, but sometimes it takes a little bit more than just a response on a message. If anyone is ever concerned about what somebody has posted on Facebook, and you can just see by maybe 5 or 6 posts prior, if there's kind of this little pattern going on, reach out to them. They might not be suicidal, but they might be having a crisis of some other sort and just need to talk to someone.
With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Ashley Stilson.